On today's show, Season 3, Episode 8, Punishment and Crime, I talk about effective ways to deal with criminals from a Taoist perspective. I will be reading Chapter 74 from the Feng in English 1989 version of the Tao Te Ching, and then I'll provide some commentary. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, my friend. How you doing? As usual, thank you for allowing me to come into your life, or at least your ears. Today we're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my new path in life, and something that Lao Tzu is pretty clear about. Let me start out with a reading from the Tao Te Ching, and today I will be reading from the 1989 Feng in English version. Chapter 74. If men are afraid to die, it is no avail to threaten them with death. If men live in constant fear of dying, and if breaking the law means that a man will be killed, who will dare break the law? There is always an official executioner. If you try to take his place, it is like trying to be a master carpenter in cutting wood. If you try to cut wood like a master carpenter, you will only hurt your hand. If you have been a victim of crime, especially violent crime, you might not have sympathy for those who commit crimes. Likewise, if anyone looks at social media these days and you see a crime report, there are usually many comments about how the legal system, including members of law enforcement, are too soft on criminals, people say. In the USA, the past system and philosophy of locking everyone up just doesn't seem to be working. Our jails are overcrowded. Another thing is that we have discovered through research that really being hard and confrontational to every single offender after they're released on parole or when they're on probation might not always be the most effective approach. Many places have now implemented a system of incentives for good behavior, as well as the traditional ways of confronting and having sanctions for bad behavior. A switch from mere confrontation to positively motivating good positive behaviors, and also looking to find resources in order to help people like addicts and those in need of mental health services, is starting to take a front seat to the older philosophy. For many, this approach has been described as a hug-a-thug approach, so there's been a lot of people critical of it. Yet we want our violent criminals to be the ones that are behind bars. I have found that I can be tough to those who are motivated to change, with a firm hand helping guide them. Yet more often than not, I have found that positive reinforcement can be just as effective for many people. Lao Tzu tells us in the chapter above that in those people that don't fear death, capital punishment is not much of a deterrent to committing crimes. If you believe someone should be killed because his or her death will bring some relief to the family of the victim, or if you believe that there are people out there that locking them up for life isn't an option, that they will still somehow manage to kill people, those may be different arguments for capital punishment than as a crime deterrent. As for the argument of a deterrent to crime, Lao Tzu makes his point pretty clear. And he doesn't just stop there. He seems to be possibly alluding to either karma or potentially a deity. In other words, possibly a god. When he states, there is always an official executioner, and that taking the executioner's place can be like trying to take the place of a master carpenter and finding out that you cut yourself. And if you don't like this karmic or deity interpretation, a more simpler interpretation could be when people try to take the law into their own hands, when the people try to, you know, do the eye for an eye approach, that doesn't usually work either. Maybe Lao Tzu's saying, let the people who are supposed to execute, like the courts and the justice system, do their job. Anyway, like I said, many of you who are victims of crime may feel that the justice system isn't effective and that our society is too soft on criminals. But keep in mind, Lao Tzu also has told us not to abandon the bad person in other verses. His rationalization is based on a principle of balance and counterbalance, along with a wisdom that when we behave in vindictive and revengeful ways, and when we treat the lowest among us bad, then we become no better than the people that we label as being bad. It's very similar to a theme made by the Joker in the movie The Dark Knight, or the idea of the Emperor in Star Wars encouraging Luke Skywalker to strike down Vader out of anger so he could further move towards the dark side. Let's take a break, and afterwards I will come back and talk a little bit more personally. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. So I've encountered a common question about my philosophy of carrying a gun and if my overall philosophies have changed some since I've taken on the role of being a probation and parole officer, having formerly been a psychotherapist. Well, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. I believe a good person generally doesn't need to carry a gun around with him or her. There are places, though, that are unsafe. There are people that will harm you, and no matter how kind and good you are, they will harm you or those who you love. And I've become more, aware or hypervigilant of my surroundings and that there's crime going on all around me that I wasn't really aware of or hypervigilant of as much before becoming a PO. I do carry a gun. I hope and pray that it is never used on another person, another being. Why do I carry it? Well, one, I issue warrants, and I work in the same community that I dine in and go to functions with my family. I really value my wife, children, and grandchildren, and there are people out there that wouldn't mind harming those that work in law enforcement. I admit that I wasn't a big fan of guns. In my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, I admit that I wasn't all that fond of guns. I made it very clear. I still believe that violent people should not have something that can fire many rounds a second in their hands. Having relieved myself of a fear of guns and having to depend on one for my own protection, or more importantly, my family and the public's protection, I now value my pistol. I will practice with it, but I sincerely hope I never am in a position where I have to use it on another being. If you have thoughts or opinions, please be sure to share them with me. I probably need to start a blog so that we can listen and hear comments. Or maybe not. Having seen how many people are bullied and attack each other everywhere where comments are allowed. Anyway, I think that this is a good place to wrap up today's show. Thank you for being with me today. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.